It's a very good morning again to our intrepid foodie blogger, Matt Ellison something, something, something. Matt, tell us about your kitchen quickly. It's finished.
Hi, yes, the kitchen is finished, yeah.
So that's an achievement.
It is a milestone, yes. It is a milestone indeed. So it took about 3 to 4 weeks, I think, in total, from the demolition stage to the renovation stage to the actual fitment. But I'm in the kitchen. I was actually in it last week, as explained, but now we're done. We're fully, you know, I've been handed back the proverbial keys, to my home, mm-hmm. and I now feel like I'm no longer a captive of the building team.
Right. So it's now total freedom. You've cooked in it. Everything's running smoothly.
Yes.
Now, you've baked in it for the first time.
I did. I baked in it for the first time. And bear in mind, I'm not a baker at all. You know, I'd probably more of a candlestick maker if I was going to be anything. But even that, I'm not great at. But, yeah, I've not been a baker. I had a terrible, I think, this mental block from years ago. As a teenager, I tried to bake something, and it was a complete flop. But, yeah, Yati Chef approached me and asked me if I'd do a Christmas cake. And so with a little bit of fear and trepidation, I took up the task and was able to garner a bunch of hand-me-down recipes from family members. So I think I had about 8 or 9 various recipes, you know, some of them from papers and from the 1960s, you know, others being typed up and misspelled before the spell correction on typewriters and things like that. But just a hand-me-down that I was able to look at, and kind of the approach I took really was to look at the similarities and then the differences between the recipes and to try and condense it into really this rich, you know, Christmas cake in a 6-step recipe with no flops, you know. And I think I was able to do a successful job. The results are actually on there. They have an online magazine called Spatula. It's spatula.co.za. And if you look for the rich Christmas cake, you'll find it there. And they're actually running a competition as well. If you bake the cake, and then I think you can check the website for the dates, but I think it's early December, then obviously the cake's got to rest for a while, and then it's got to be iced. And they're running a competition where you can win vouchers from Yappy Chef for the best dressed cake, so to speak.
So they must take photos and send it to Yuppie Chef, and they'll be judged.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. So there's an email address there, and you can send photos of your best ice cake, and yeah, the winner will win some fantastic prizes from Yuppie Chef.
And you had another learning experience.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I took in a masterclass this weekend with a wonderful chef, Neil Anthony. Neil actually worked in the kitchen of Gordon Ramsay. He's a well-known chef in the UK, and he's now come and made South Africa his home. And Jane Ann Hobbs organized, he's another foodie blogger, a friend of ours, organized a masterclass with a bunch of the local foodies from the foodie blogger kind of community. And we did a 3-course meal with him, or rather, he taught us. And, I mean, while it was fantastic, just the little gems were gone, and, you know, were gone, and like finding another, as I said, I've used Fish for Africa before, but I've now found another fishmonger called the Little Fisherman in Constantia, in High Constantia, I think it's called, in the shopping center next to Greens. And it's great. It's done by a guy called Gary, and last night's seafood curry was actually courtesy of them. I bought some yellowtail, king clip, and fresh king prawns from him, which I made into a curry last night, which is one of the recipes. And then I've got to go back later in the week and get some tuna steaks for another tuna dish that I'll be doing.
And you've reached recipe number 50.
Yes, yeah. 50.
Milestone.
There's another milestone. It seems to be a week of milestones. I've reached number 50. So I have 10 more to go. There are 60 recipes in total. And I've been making good time. You remember, I gave myself 90 days to do all 60, and I've managed to get 50. The 50th was blogged yesterday, and so I've got to finish by the end of the month, which looks like I'll A for away. I should be able to do it, come in good on my challenge.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to chatting again next week and hearing just what's happening in the world of imnojamieoliver.com. They can also see the video at that web address.
Yes, you can indeed.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Matt.
Great. Thanks so much. Cheers, Wayne.
You have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.